Greetings, Christian friends and radio listeners. You are tuned to the RGRD broadcast as we come your way proclaiming, souls are crying and men are dying. Won't you help us to win the lost? We're so happy that you've joined us today, and I want to invite you to stay tuned as we prepare now to join the servant of the Lord, Brother Hardy, as he brings forth a brand new, exciting message that I know will speak to every heart and bless you tremendously. This message is entitled, The Christian's Adoption. The Word of God is declared in the book of Romans, the 8th chapter, we have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but we have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. What exactly is the Bible terminology of the word adoption? Let's join Brother Hardy now for this powerful message.
Redeemed means bought and purchased. It was a word that meant bought out of the slave market, because we were in the slave market of sin. We were a child of sin. Adam and Eve threw us in the trash can. Adam and Eve discarded us, and sin and the devil picked us up and crippled us and made us their servants for their gain. How many say amen? And most of the time, those that were picked up and used that way were treated like no more than mere dogs. And at night they would chain them and just give them enough to keep them alive. And that's where God found us and said, I want to adopt that child. And the price was agreed upon, only the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Not 30 pieces of silver. That wouldn't do it. We weren't redeemed with such corruptible things as silver and gold. God put all of the gold and silver, but it wouldn't tip the scale of our sins. For what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? He put all the silver and all the gold in the scales, didn't move. That wasn't the price. They couldn't do it. They couldn't purchase us. He put the whole world on it. For the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And it didn't tip the scale. He put all the angels and cherubims and seraphims and all of the angelic beings and all the wealth of the eternal world, and we'll never know it till we get there. And that didn't move the scale. But finally God found the price. He reached up and plucked out the bright in the morning star and the lily of the valley and the sun of righteousness. He looked to his own right hand and he took Jesus and put him on the scale. And that did it, my brother and my sister. That paid the price. And when that happened, the devil had to let us go, because that was the price that was set. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. And immediately when the blood was shed at Calvary, every son that God knew from the beginning, for in the beginning he foreknew every one of us, and whom he foreknew, he called us, and at Calvary he justified us and took us into his family as his heirs and joint heirs with the Lord Jesus Christ. And no longer does the devil and sin and demons have any power over us, for we have a new patria potestas. Almighty God is our new Father. Hallelujah. And because of that, I am suffering the effects of that, enjoying it. I'm enjoying my new status in God. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things, now that means something more than just it used to. Old things pass away. Hallelujah. That old life of bondage, that old life of sin, that old life of fear. We don't have that spirit of fear of certain judgment anymore. Oh, but we got that new spirit of sonship, for the Holy Ghost has been sent as the witness of God to cry out through us, Abba, Father, dear Dad. You see, they had seven witnesses, and if perchance that any of the record of the adoption was lost, then only one witness had to come and witness that he was there and saw the adoption. Well, I got news for you. Nobody can ever destroy the records in heaven. Oh, but we got a more sure word of witness. We got the witness of the Holy Spirit in our heart every day saying, Abba, Father. Abba, Father. Abba, Father. You're a son of God. You're adopted in the family. The devil don't have power over you. Sin don't have power over you. Death don't have power over you. God is your new father. Righteousness is your new state. And eternal life is your new destiny. Hallelujah. You are an heir of God. You are a child of God. Hallelujah. And all of the wealth and all of the benefits of Almighty God, your Father, is right now at your disposal. Immediately, when the Father went down to the clerk of the court of records in Rome and recorded that adoption ceremony witnessed by the seven witnesses, immediately, not in the sweet by and by, immediately he had all rights and access to everything that his father possessed: his home, his wealth, his riches, his power. His authority was his at that moment. And at the moment that God adopted us into the family, and the recording angel recorded it, at that moment, all of God's power, all of God's riches, all of God's benefits, and everything that pertains to God is immediately, child of God, at our disposal. That's why Paul could say in 1 Corinthians 3:16, all things are yours. I think I'd like to read that. How many would like to read that? You got your Bible, 1 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter, 21st. Therefore, let no man glory in men, for all things are yours. You know, you need, if you underline your Bible or red or yellow it or highlight it. Whether Paul's or Apollo's or Cephas or the world, everything that belonged to Paul, my Lord help me, Jesus. Everything that belonged to Apollo, everything that belonged to Cephas. Apollo was the eloquent teacher. Cephas, Peter, was known by his miracle-working power. Paul was known by his wisdom of the word. It's all ours. Or the world, the world's ours. Because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof and all there is therein, and we are his legal heirs. Now, everything in the world's mine. And when I need whatever is in the world, then I can go to the Father and draw from my inheritance. Right now, hallelujah, or life, everything in life's mine, or death, or things present, or things to come, all are yours, and ye are Christ's, and Christ is God's. Everything is ours. Do you begin to grasp it? It's no need for us to run around in poverty and have not our needs supplied. No need for us to be fearful. No need for us to be sick. No need for us to be bound. Everything that is God is ours. Is God poor? No, Jesus became poor that we might become rich. And this would enable it to happen. Everything in this life is ours. Everything in this present. You know, most people are preaching about going to be. You know, most of the Christian world is, they have faith, but they always got the faith in the used to be. God used to. Then we got another group saying, God's going to. God used to supply his people's needs under Moses and the old covenant. God used to heal. And then in the millennial reign, God's going to supply the need. And God's going to heal and God's going to deliver. But what about right now? My Bible said God is the same. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, forever. You can't say God used to. And you can't say God will. You got to say God is. He that cometh to God must believe that he is. And we have at our disposal right now, at this present time, in this present world, all of God's riches and God's power. Power to defeat the devil. Power to overcome sin and the flesh and the world and the devil. Power to have all of our needs supplied. Power to be healed and to be delivered. All things are ours right now.
Amen. What a beautifully inspiring message by God's servant, Brother Hardy, the Christian adoption. Do you realize if you've been begotten again of the incorruptible seed of God's word, that you are a son of God, and therefore as a son of God, you're an heir of God? The Bible says that God has sent the spirit of his son into our hearts, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. You know, actually, that's a very intimate and endearing term. It would be equivalent to our saying, Dear Daddy. You may not have had a good relationship with your earthly father, but your heavenly father loves you with an everlasting love, and he wants you to know who you are as his child. And when you order this message, The Christian Adoption, because it's available and we're offering it on both CD and cassette, we want to send you the bonus message by Brother Hardy, Heirs of God, because the Word of God goes on to say that if we're sons of God, then we're heirs of God and joint heirs or equal heirs with the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, it's so important for us to know what our inheritance in Christ Jesus really is, because God has granted to us all things that pertain to our life and godliness through the knowledge of His Son, Jesus Christ. For your love gift of at least $10, you can receive the 2 audio cassettes, and for your love gift of at least $15, you can receive the 2 CDs. Please send your love offering and request the Heirs of God series to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. Or go online at rghardy.org. Attention, Christian friends. Are you blessed by the inspiring messages that you hear on the radio program each day? Well, if you're not already a member of the Faith is Action family, we would like to send you a copy of our monthly publication, Faith is Action, in which we include inspiring messages and teachings like the one you heard on the radio program today. All you have to do is write in for your free copy. Request Faith is Action magazine. Send your letters and request to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. That's P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. You can also visit rghardy.org for more of our CDs.